LMS Radio. I am Wendy and you are listening to News Briefings. 41-year-old Terry Brown was arrested and prosecuted by Croydon Council for operating unlicensed tattoo studio. The decomposed body of Sarah Mayhew found on the 2nd of April by a man walking his dog. 48-year-old Gemma Watts and 44-year-old Stephen Sansom were arrested and charged with her murder. 78-year-old football commenter Martin Tyler has praised the NHS team for saving his life and his career. Surbiton in South London has the worst air quality from a report by IQ Air Group.
Thank you so much for listening to Wendy, my AI co-host. My name is Gina and you are listening to LMS Radio News Briefings, in which we feature local, regional and international news. Briefings covers news that's everywhere. So continuing with Wendy, my new AI co-host.
Welcome to LMS Radio. I am Wendy and you are listening to News Briefings. The UK Prime Minister gave this briefings on illegal immigrants and the deportation to Rwanda.
...has carried out. But we are ready. Plans are in place. And these flights will go, come what may. No foreign court will stop us from getting flights off. Rwanda is ready too. And I'd like to thank the government of Rwanda for their work in strengthening their asylum system, passing legislation, and setting up a new appeals tribunal. The next few weeks will be about action. But whilst I'm conscious people want deeds, not words, I'm not going to outline now exactly what will happen when. And there are good operational reasons for this. There is a loud minority who will do anything to disrupt our plan. So we would not be giving away sensitive operational detail which could hinder all the progress made to date. Teams across government need to be able to get on and deliver without interference. They are working flat out to deliver this genuine game changer. The first flight will leave in 10 to 12 weeks. Now, of course, that is later than we wanted, but we have always been clear that processing will take time. And if Labour peers had not spent weeks holding up a bill in the House of Lords to try to block these flights altogether, we would have begun this process weeks ago. And the success of this deterrent doesn't rest on one flight alone. It rests on the relentless, continual process of successfully and permanently removing people to Rwanda with a regular rhythm of multiple flights every month over the summer and beyond, until the boats are stopped. Now, I know there are some who will hear all of this and accuse me of lacking compassion, but the truth is the opposite. We are in a battle with callous, sophisticated, and global criminal gangs who care nothing for the lives they risk in unseaworthy dinghies. 9 people have died already attempting to cross the channel just this year, including a 7-year-old girl. That's why we secured the largest ever deal with France to strengthen interceptions on the French coastline. And because a third of all arrivals were coming from Albania, we struck a deal that reduced illegal Albanian migrants by 90%. Taken together with doubling illegal working raids and returning 150 hotels back to our local communities, we got the number of small boat arrivals last year down by more than a third. The first time they had fallen since this phenomenon began, and at a time when European countries were seeing numbers rise exponentially. But these sophisticated gangs are changing tactics once again, as well as piling twice as many people into small dinghies and increasing violence against French police. They have shifted their attention towards vulnerable Vietnamese migrants. Vietnamese arrivals have increased tenfold and account for almost all the increase in small boat numbers we have seen this year. And just as we succeeded in reducing Albanian arrivals dramatically, so I'm confident we will do the same when it comes to the Vietnamese. President Macron and I have agreed to work with European partners on closing loopholes to enter Europe in the first place. The Home Office has signed a joint statement with the Vietnamese government, committing to deepen our already very strong migration relationship. And just last week, officials from the government of Vietnam were at Western Jetfoil and Manston to observe Border Force operations on the front line as they continue to manage small boat arrivals. But we can't keep reacting to the changing tactics of these guys. The truth is, we need innovative solutions to address what is a global migration crisis, to disrupt the business model of people smuggling gangs and save lives. And that means a systematic deterrent. The only way to stop the boats is to eliminate the incentive to come, by making it clear that if you arrive here illegally, you will not be able to stay. And this policy does exactly that. And be in no doubt about the choice that the country will face later this year. The Labour Party have no plan. They would have no treaty, no bill, and no flights to Rwanda. They are resigned to the idea that you will never fully solve this problem. Their priority is not stopping the boats, but stopping the planes removing people who have no right to be here. And that would achieve only one thing. It would send a message to the criminal gangs that they can continue their deplorable illegal trade in people. My policy is different. I believe it should be this country and your government who decides who comes here, not criminal gangs. And I have a plan to deliver it. So we will start the flights and we will stop the boats. Thank you.
Broadcasting to the UK, Europe and the rest of the world, this is LMS Radio. Wendy, an AI host. And I will give a shout out to the following listeners who have been downloading our shows from Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, North Carolina, California, Florida, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Texas, Canada, the UK, France, Spain, Botswana, Berlin, Holland, Switzerland, Denmark, India, Indonesia, Norway, New Zealand. As you know, we are available on many platforms like Google, Antenna Pod and Podchaser.
Thank you so much for listening to me, Gina, here, and Wendy, my AI co-host. So thank you a great deal, and I do hope to see you next time.
Awesome content, like and subscribe now.